we go.
Let's try this again.
Welcome to Serious Lowdown. I'm Serious Brad, the eater and destroyer of all pro wrestling haters. And of course, tonight is Wednesday night. That means we're having an interview, and we're going to get to this interview right off. This gentleman's name, well, his name is Pretty Ricky Wilde. And we're going to give him a call. We're going to say hello. And of course, we're going to say hello to our sponsors as well at the end of the night. But you know what? We're having a little technical difficulties. We're falling a little behind, and we want to catch up with our guy. So here we go. We're going to give him a call. Hello, is this the Pro Wrestling Prince and Cheetah Prince, Pretty Ricky Wilde?
Oh, hello, sir. Appreciate that. Spelling my name right.
Well, you know, we really try to do a little bit of a research before, you know, we give a gentleman a call at his home. You know, we want to be proper. We want to wipe our feet on the welcome mat, sir.
Oh, that's more than most. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Well, first of all, thank you for coming on. We really want to kind of start shedding the light more on the independent scene and kind of giving everyone an opportunity to kind of get out there and let everyone know who they are and explain kind of where their roots are. I know it sounds a little generic, but could you tell the listeners at home kind of, you know, where you got your start? And if, you know, someone is out there that's kind of looking to become a professional wrestler, what they should look for in a trainer when they're looking to, you know, kind of start this journey?
Some of the best piece of advice I ever got was from the Ultimate Warrior. It was a video I saw of him. He basically said that you don't need anyone's advice. You already know the answer. So I would say if you're looking for a trainer, you know, find somebody who's got some credentials behind them, but more or less you're just looking for a ring to put yourself into and kind of be corrected as you make mistakes. As far as my story, I've been working on pro wrestling basically my whole life, trying to get there. Got through school. As soon as I graduated, I went to a bodybuilding competition, and Santino Morella there, he just opened up a gym, Battle Arts Academy in Mississauga. I was part of a competition that his school was running. I ended up winning a scholarship. That moved me to Mississauga, kind of rearranged my career plans, and
no doubt
been on the scene ever since.
Very nice. Well, I was going to ask if it was kind of like an all-in situation, but this seemed to be kind of a fit for you, if anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I knew I was going down this road pretty well from the beginning. Just once I got to Santino's, it started becoming more of a reality for everyone in my family to recognize, like, oh, this is actually happening.
A little more support then, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to be
a hard thing to find. It's hard to
drill
up support as a pro wrestler.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, even for a podcaster, for example. You know what I mean? And it's just,
yeah.
You know, you follow your dream, and then it's like, well, you know, why are you doing this? It doesn't seem to be paying off. But, you know deep down, you know what's going on. You're gonna live your own dreams and lay your head on your pillow at the end of the night.
Yeah.
I have to ask, man. I love Pretty Ricky Wilde. Now, the first thing I think of when I see Pretty Ricky Wilde, I think, and don't take offense to this, I think of just a crazy disco party. And I was just wondering,
right on.
Now, what would, you know, the VIP lounge look like at a Pretty Ricky Wilde disco?
Jesus Christ. It would be, covered in leather and leopard prints. It would be cheeseburgers miles long, and everyone would be very well hydrated.
That sounds like a great lounge. That's a good prerequisite lounge. I like that. What would be – okay, here's another silly question. I like these questions. This kind of gives us a little scope of the person that is the professional wrestler. What would be the name of your lifetime movie, and who would play the lead?
I'm going to have to play myself.
That's good.
I think I'm the only one who can handle it.
David Arquette might have a run.
Oh, he wishes. I mean, I'll take him on in the ring. He's certainly not taking me on the screen. I mean, the movie's going to have to be called The Pretty Ricky Movie. That or... yeah, live fast and leave a big sexy corpse. Going to go with that for the tagline.
That's so much better, dude. That's so much better. I can hear Sean Connery doing the actual movie trailer. little I can't even. I'm not even gonna insult Sean Connery and try. But Legacy and Lightspeed, man. Someone came to Pretty Ricky and said, "Listen up, dude. This is your last interview, or last not last interview. That'd be sweet. I'd be honored. But this is gonna be your last tour, your retirement tour, if you will. Hopefully, a lot better than Kurt Angle's retirement match. But anyways, who would be your last three people that you would want to kind of, you know, jump in the ring with and leave that legacy behind? Those were the last three that Pretty Ricky hit up, and it was amazing. That's a hard question, I know.
Yeah, for sure. Are we talking about, like, realistic opponents or just a dream match, anyone who's ever existed?
Well, if you want to, we could do both. You know, if you want to throw out your dream opponents out there, and if you want to talk about, like, now, absolutely, that'd be great.
Oh, man, right now, I'd have to go with Hardbody. He was a guy I tagged with for a while. Real good professional wrestler, helped me along a lot. I really want to get in there with Santino. I would never admit it to him, so please don't tell him. But, yeah, I really want to wrestle him. A lot of guys, I get, if it was my retirement, you know, just trying to go back over guys who helped me a lot through my career. But
right.
I'm just trying to sneak in anything I can. It's going to be The Undertaker.
Good call, man. How do you feel about, once again, I like getting the reaction of this. We all know we're still upset about Undertaker and Sting being underneath the roof at WrestleMania a few years back and not wrestling. Again this year, Undertaker and Sting is underneath the same roof. Are you a huge Undertaker and Sting match fan? Is this something that you definitely want to see? Or is this just like, I've got better matches in mind, or better dream matches?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm a big spectacle guy, you know. Hammerlocks are great,
right,
but I don't really understand them. Big spectacle in terms of, like, The Undertaker and Sting squaring off in the middle of the stadium. That's just about as ridiculous as you can get. I don't know how the actual match would go. Those guys have been through some wars. But certainly for the spectacle and for things like, you know, the lights out on Raw, that would get me going.
Well, that's the thing is, at this point, all they would have to do is just show up in the middle of the ring, lights go out, boom, or lights come back on, boom, Sting and Undertaker stand in the middle of the ring. I think the shock of that alone would just appease everybody. They're just like, did they actually wrestle? I don't fucking know. They were just in the middle of the ring, and it was fantastic. It was,
Without a doubt, I've really been digging what The Undertaker's been doing the past couple of years, where he just kind of shows up unannounced, beats the hell out of somebody in 5 minutes, and moves on. I'm looking to get the same contract for my career, but one day at a time.
Right. Come on, man. It's Tuesday. You need to go beat someone's ass. Come on. Pet peeves, man. I know you have a lot of fan things, post-show, pre-show. Is there any pet peeves that Pretty Ricky has that you could tell your fans out there, like, listen, if you want to have a good time while you're around me, don't do this?
Man, I don't know if you got enough time on the podcast. I got a lot of pet peeves. People chewing with their mouth open drives me nuts. People breathing too heavily bothers me. People standing too close, or sweaty hands when they're handshaking. Always happy to shake a hand, but if it's sweaty, there's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird. Especially when it's cold, wet, and soft. That's just too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just too much.
I don't understand how that happens, but,
Yeah.
Everyone got their own struggles.
Bad blood pressure, it must be. I don't know. In what form do you, like, continue on with this, you know, since these fans aren't going to be pissing you off, in what form does Pretty Ricky prefer to have gifts from their fans? In what form? Is it food? Is it beer? Is it giant cutouts of Pretty Ricky? What's your favorite fan gift?
Oh, you know what? The best thing I've ever got, I got two stories for you. One, I've had fans make t-shirts for me, and I'm just, oh, God, I'm a terrible businessman, so I don't get around to making my own merchandise. Any merchandise I've made, I only wear it myself, so I'm still working on creating some for fans. But I've seen fans show up with T-shirts, and that's always so flattering, just the idea that, you know, they're in their house and their spare time making stuff for me. But on the opposite end of that, I was doing a tour back in the start of my career, and I had a grandmother pull a cigarette out of a pack, rip the pack in half, give each pack or each half to a kid, and then the kid came up to us and started asking for autographs on the cigarette pack. It was just a moment of, like, what have I done with my life? Pretty good times, though.
Yes. I can. For some reason, I imagine these kids in, like, overalls. Please tell me one of these kids were in overalls.
I think one of them was wearing a barrel. It was really weird.
Carrying a raccoon with him. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll sign it for you. You seem like you've had a rough go, kid. Things that you can't say no to, actually. Is it just like, you know, is there a soft spot that Pretty Ricky has? Or just like, if you're asked this, you're just like, now, okay, yes, I'll do it.
It's pretty well anything. I just feel like I got to keep my feet on the ground. I got to keep going somewhere and doing something. I like to fly around a lot and have my schedule kind of ping ponging around. So, it does not take me much to get out of the house.
This is one of my favorite segments. I call it the bucket or fuck it list. Now, what this, of course, is this is more of a personal thing outside of professional wrestling. What are three things that Pretty Ricky needs to do on the bucket list, of course? And what are three things that you'll absolutely never ever see Pretty Ricky do? The fuck it list. Jeez. You know, fuck it. I'm not doing that.
Oh my God, this is more life planning than I've ever done. All right, so three things I gotta do. I'm gonna have to go to Britain at some point.
Nice.
I'm gonna have to buy a house.
On stilts. I don't know why.
Yeah.
House on stilts are awesome. Lethal Weapon. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to teach my kid how to ride a motorcycle.
Nice, man. Most parents are very skeptical about kids on motorcycles. I think it's a great skill to have.
Yeah, he'll be fine. You know,
he'll be all right.
I want him to be just prepared in case anything happens out there.
And it seems to be like in the apocalypse, if the apocalypse happened, motorcycles seem to be the way to go. I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah.
It's cheap.
Just on fuel economy alone.
True. Very true. And, you know, God knows. The fuck it list, man. What are some things that you'll absolutely will not do? Like bungee jumping. Like, fuck it. I'm not doing that.
Three things I wouldn't do. I won't go spelunking. I don't want to be underground in a cave. That's a terrible, terrible time for me. I will not smoke crystal meth, so that's not going to be happening.
That's awesome.
And
you heard it here, folks.
I will never date someone under 19.
That's good.
Yeah, they're just children. It's ridiculous.
This is a great list. This is a lot better than the most lists I get. That's great. Crystal meth and 19-year-old chicks are a no-no. Writing that down.
I got you. I gotta live by it, you know.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of pride there. Besides fake, what is the biggest misconception that you feel people have about professional wrestling?
Misconception. Goddamn.
I know, man. I gotta tone it down on these questions. I apologize.
No, they're good questions. I want to have a good answer for you. Just, I'm trying to, you know, trying to get it all together. I don't know. I guess that it's just, you know, it's a matter of doing the show and leaving. And I'm sure some guys do have that. But I don't know. Just the amount of travel, the amount of little details that go into finally having a show together. The fans show up, they leave, but the actual participants, it's a crazy schedule. Trying to make it busier and busier, but it just gets hectic pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, no, I've noticed that before. I've noticed that on a lot of things. I mean, it's you go to a show and you really want to meet someone, but you know, it's like you said. I mean, they might have another show in 25 minutes in the next town, and they got to kind of book it or whatever. But it's
not that
you guys don't want to talk and hang out with the fans. I'm sure you'd love to do that. I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why you do it. But, you know, it's
totally.
Just, yeah, man, the road gets crazy. Totally understand that. What's your favorite charity, man? If you were to do a show around a charity and do fundraising for a charity, what would you base that show around?
Oh, anything that's getting education to kids. I really think education is probably the most important thing to help kids out of the environment that they're in. I got a lot of problem with money going into school systems because it gets eaten up by bureaucracy. But anytime you're getting more opportunities for children to have actual education, I'm all for it.
That's very cool, man. That's now you are right now. You wrestled primarily with Crossbody, correct?
Oh, I'm through a lot of different companies. Crossbody's been very good to me. They do very well by me, but pretty well anything going on in Southern Ontario, it's got pretty Ricky's name on it at this point.
Very nice, man. Very nice. What match? I'm sure every match that Pretty Ricky Wilde wrestles in is his favorite match. But what upcoming match are you looking forward to the most? Is there anyone that you just like, hey, everyone, if you can, be there. You need to see this. It's going to be an incredible match.
See, now, Brad, you're trying to get me in some heat because I can only mention one company. I got 45 shows in the docket, and you got people coming for me now.
Oh, 45. Holy.
But this Saturday in particular, I'm wrestling Eazy-E, Eric Carney, in Welland, Ontario. A little out of the way for most people. I'm assuming you're calling from a New York number. It's going to be a little different than a lot, but it's going to be a tremendous show. A guy who I've been watching for years, so I'm very excited to wrestle him. And then, like, the week after that, I'm on a show with Joey Ryan's book. So I'm going to try and, you know, cause problems there and politic my way into a match with him, hopefully, right? Very least try to sneak onto his social media.
Are you gonna smack asses together? Because you know that he has a tendency to get a little weird and get down any way he can. Is there a line for
Frederick? I feel like the guy is just, he's so viral, you know? I mean, it's hard not to try and get near him. I mean, just get a little bit of that rub, maybe. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to show up and see what happens at the show. I've been given no details, so I really am just trying to sweet talk and lie to everyone I can to get into the main event.
Booyah. That's what I'm talking about. I would do anything. I don't know. I feel like Joey Ryan would just walk up with that friggin' magnificent beard and just look you in the eyes, and he could make you do anything. I just feel like that's how Joey Ryan gets shit done.
He's very seductive.
He's definitely.
Comes right through the camera in his eyeballs, you know?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Now, it's the dreaded road story question. This it sounds like you need to be on the road for this story to happen. That's not true, folks. This is just any story that Pretty Ricky loves to tell. I call it the bonfire story, the one story where you're hanging out with everybody, and it's you need to tell it. What's that story?
In terms of wrestling, probably my favorite story is When I was a kid, I got an action figure for Christmas of this guy. He was a young wrestler. And then many years later, I ended up going on a tour with this guy. Real, real good guy. A lot of fun. Shared a couple of drinks. We ended up having a match together where things got a little chaotic. He got upset with how it was going, so he started trying to beat the hell out of people. We ended up on a beach later that night, and we're thinking, Jesus, what if this guy tries to beat us up again? I mean, we're going to have to stand our ground, but, you know, he'll kill us. So the idea came up that if he tries to beat us up, we're going to have to break his nose. And if we break his nose, he's going to try to beat us up more. So we're going to have to stab him. So we started worrying about carrying knives to the ring. Eventually it all blew over. We ended up taking another trip together. We're all good friends now. But things are real crazy. And again, coming home to that action figure of just how my life's gone. It's a lot of fun.
That's usually how the best relationships start, though, is, you know,
absolutely,
the threat of being stabbed. I just feel that's – I have to ask you, man, your promos, very fast. You're a machine gun, brother, when you do your promos. And you sound a lot like a guy – and it took me forever because I sit there and watch your promos. I'm like, man, this guy reminds me of somebody. He really, really reminds me of somebody. And then it hit me. The Micro Machine guy. Remember that Micro Machine guy? John, I think his name was Machete Jr. John Machete Jr., the guy that used to do the Micro Machine commercials and used to talk really, really, really fast. Or is that just, am I showing my age right now?
I'll take it as a compliment, but I do have no idea what you're talking about.
Fantastic. And I wish I had a crickets, little cricket thing. But no, look him up. John Machete Jr., I swear to God, you guys are real close to the same promo cutters. But anyways, man, I have to say I really appreciate you coming on to Serious Lowdown and hanging out with us for a couple minutes and telling us about your professional career. Can you tell the folks, though, you know, what your social media is so we can keep up with Pretty Ricky Wilde and where we can catch him next on a show?
Please do. Please do. Thank you for having me. And Twitter and Instagram @ProWildy. That's PROWILLDY. That's across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just Pretty Ricky Wilde. Wilde spelled the same way. I'm on there all over. And message me, contact me. I respond to pretty much anything, just looking to cause problems. So please let me know.
I like it. And since you're saying that you're looking to cause problems, is there any warning you would like to give anyone that's going to be stepping in the ring with Pretty Ricky Wilde?
Yeah. Please know that I'm mostly just trying to cause as many shenanigans as possible. I'm trying to create a complete spectacle out of myself. So if I can do that on your accord and make a name for myself off of what you've built, I will do so. So thank you for the credit.
There it is, folks. Pretty Ricky Wilde. Make sure you're catching up with him and seeing what he's up to. Thank you, sir, once again for coming on the show, and we hope to have you back on real again sooner.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Well, folks, if you're just joining in, we just had the interview with Pretty Ricky Wilde. He is one of the most exciting people to watch, and his promos are just really fun to watch. But make sure you're checking it out. If you missed the interview live, of course, you can go check out thechairshot.com. Always use your head. That's where you're going to find all past episodes. And, of course, we have other podcasts and shows, review shows, news, everything. We have everything on thechairshot.com. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this. We've got it all. This is where you go. This is where you get the news. And this is where we're not going to get you with that fake shit either, by the way, folks. We're going to make sure that you're steered on the right path so you're kept up with the proper and you know what's going on with all the promotions and all the events and all the highlights around the world in professional wrestling. So make sure you're checking out thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And once again, of course, our sponsors, Collar and Elbow, the Square Circle Apparel, Power Slam TV, and of course, all you guys at home, thank you. You guys make this shit happen. We do this for you, and we really appreciate you guys tuning in to us and making us your news source for professional wrestling. Guys, I don't know what's going to happen on the next show. We're definitely going to be reviewing WrestleMania, and we're going to review what we think is going to be going on with the current Raw and SmackDown possible feuds are going on. Finally, Lacey Evans showed up to do more than be pretty. She laid down the woman's right on, yes, folks, Becky Lynch, the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion. As of WrestleMania, she beat down Charlotte and she beat down Ronda Rousey. I want to say beat down. She just out-wrestled them. With that being said, WrestleMania was amazing. NXT TakeOver was amazing. And this just weekend in professional wrestling was incredible. And I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys are going to be doing with the future of professional wrestling, especially in the WWE. And shouts to Kelly Klein of Ring of Honor. She is a two-time women's champion. And that happened at the Madison Square Garden show, G1. Just want to say, congratulations, girl. You deserve it. And we'd love to get you on the show real soon so you can talk about it. But, guys, I think that's going to do it for tonight. Jay Lethal will be back on the show, hopefully, when we review WrestleMania and the week of professional wrestling. And, guys, have a good night. Take care of yourselves. One love. And remember, it is never a bad time to be serious.